Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Royals, of course, had a series continuing against the Mariners last night. They also have a game this afternoon right here on 96.5 The Fan. It was a 7-5 win. That part doesn't really matter. It's the fact that
back to 500.
Cole Reagan's return to the rotation yesterday after missing a good chunk of this season, unfortunately. And we know there were going to be limitations in his debut back. 3 2/3, gave up one hit, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts.
First inning was awesome.
Yeah, first inning, you're like, okay. And as we discussed with Vern yesterday, he'll get one more outing probably, right, before the season's over. And
yeah, I don't think based on the timing he gets one more.
And can he look good enough to where at least it keeps the door open that he's one of the pitchers you could potentially think about using to acquire an outfielder? Now, he alone is not going to get you what you want, but can he and somebody else package together versus it just being, in my opinion, a Noah Cameron type? Chris Bubich, I don't think, is tradable with the injury. So Cole Reagans would be another option if he can show that he's healthy, that he can get through some starts. He only has one more, though, to prove that.
Cole Reagans is under contract for 3 more years after this one for the Royals and makes nothing. I mean, just absolutely nothing. He makes $4.5 million next year. He makes $7.5 million the year after that. And then they'll have to arbitration eligible argue over a fee, probably make him about a $10 million pitcher.
Okay.
That's nothing. That's just no money in Major League Baseball, especially as the cap and numbers come up. And you also know that probably around that 2027 range, is anyone going to play? Are you going to lose an entire? Look, you really do have to think about this stuff. Are you going to lose one of the 3 years? Because I know the players are going to argue that whatever year they hold out on, that those don't count against them as far as contract years or anything else in between, and they don't want those actively working against them. Here's the truth. I just want to know who you're willing to trade. Are you willing to trade Cole Reagans? Are you willing to trade Noah Cameron? Are you willing to trade Chris Bubich? Are you willing to trade Burgert or Kolek or, you know, like, because as it sits, Waka. And I don't think like Waka because of
his
age and all that other stuff.
Give you enough back in return.
Sure. They are not short on available options to do it. An old me think I'd have been like, man, I don't like Cole Reagans, a dirt cheap ace when healthy. That's not the kind of person I want trading. Almost never. Their recent development of pitching is making me way faster and looser on my willingness to trade almost any of them. Is that might be insane, but like they're just calling up anybody and they're successful at this point.
I think it's fair, and it's frankly similar to what the Rays have done in their history. You know, we all know that the ties with Matt Quatrero to that organization, and they're always used as kind of the example that people tried to for pitching development. And you have to be willing to, you know, turn over the pitching staff a little bit more often than maybe some other organizations. You know, you max them out. Frankly, maybe the way you're teaching them how to pitch as well, is that tougher on the arm? I don't know, right? But you also, you know, you know your pitcher better than any other organization. Yeah. And so is the clock ticking on anybody as well in terms of health? All that knowledge that you have to use that to your advantage as well. What you're describing would be, to me, what the Rays have done a lot throughout their history. Some really, really good pitchers they were willing to trade when they were still pitching pretty well, but they felt confident in their development to turn it over and continue to add assets.
Like when they traded Chris Archer, it did not impact them at all. They just traded away a guy who was like a ace-level starter,
who was
cheap and under control, and they just moved on from Chris Archer, and they're just like, and Tyler Glasnow, they're like, eh. Like, for the most part, look, it's been a little bit rockier lately, But their pitching development allowed them to move on from guys. And the truth is, very similar to how I feel now, they have more guys in their system who are closer to helping them at the big league level at pitching than they do hitting. Maybe it's Ben Kuderna, right? Didn't he just get promoted to AAA like a month ago? Maybe he's on the doorstep. And look, it's probably far too many years for me to discuss David Shields, but as their organizational pitcher of the year is only 18 years old, he might only be 2 years away from helping you at the end of this Cole Reagans thing. I genuinely think there's not a pitcher who should be considered safe, and you should be looking at return for the player you want more than the name of the pitcher. And that includes guys like Noah Cameron, who have impossibly cheap control for the next 5 years.
913-586-7965. Someone says, why do you have to trade for an outfielder? Just pay for one. I would agree with that model this past offseason. The tricky thing is if you take a little peek on the projected
Kyle Schwarber, nothing.
You take a look at the projected free agent outfielders, there's not many options. I'm not saying there isn't a option. There's not many options. And so how else are you going to acquire an outfielder? Well, that would be via trade, and the assets that you have are more plentiful in the pitching department, or if you go down to the minors, obviously, and you're willing to trade a prospect like Blake Mitchell, which to me they should be willing to if they believe Carter Jensen's the future. I don't know if they do, but it sounds like it. And that's more of a near-term thing than it is.
I love how much Carter Jensen gets on base.
If your argument is like they should have just spent money for an outfielder, well, yeah, that goes back to this past offseason. I think it's very evident at this point in time they made a mistake in how they evaluated their offseason of the outfield position. I mean, they completely
they thought they could get by.
They're starting
it.
Left fielder and right fielder in opening day. One's not even in baseball anymore. The other one's stuck in AAA.
He just got the cycle in AAA.
He did. He was like the International League player.
He is a genuinely confusing player.
Yeah.
But he might, by the way, we're talking about a guy who ends up in a trade this year that we don't need to talk about.
He just gets thrown in probably though.
Yes. I'm not saying he's getting you something in return. I'm just stating a fact that I'd be surprised if MJ Melendez is still a member of the Royals organization by the time 2026 starts. That's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.